Car sales are often used as a lead indicator of how well the economy is going. Buoyant sales means a thriving economy. However, sales for May 2022 are down by 6.4% on the same month last year. Is this a true indication of the situation? Well, the answer is yes and no. The impact of COVID on supply chains continues to have a large effect. Globally, the automotive industry faces shipping issues, which hinders delivery, and the ongoing microprocessor unit shortages. But demand remains strong, and many manufacturers have a healthy order book. The trend for SUVs continues, with some 54% of new car sales now falling into that category. Further 21% are LCV, and passenger cars are well and truly lagging. Out of the top 10 selling vehicles, 4 were utes, and the Hilux taking top spot. 3 were SUVs, and the remaining 3 were passenger cars. Toyota retains the top spot with more than twice as many sales as number 2 Mazda. Mitsubishi, Kia and Hyundai make up the top 5, with Ford, MG, Isuzu Utes, Subaru and Nissan the top 10. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.